This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
So the product, like what they're trying to like sell you, is actually a processed version of the real thing. So like, of course, all day long, we're eating zinc in our vitamins. We're wearing it. It's summertime. We all are wearing zinc every single day.
Zinc is around it. Like, you would have to work so much harder to not absorb the appropriate zinc levels.
Yes.
You'd have to be actively avoiding it.
But what they're putting in these pills mm-hmm. and in these creams
and
is actually not
calling them that. They're not supplements.
They are
pills.
They're selling you pills and creams.
You are a pill head if you take zinc. Or yes, obviously if you do the creams.
The actual healthy version that actually has like effects is what you need to get is raw zinc ore.
Mm-hmm. No, you get it. If you can afford, I know I'm speaking from a place of privilege. I always want to acknowledge that on this show. If you can afford it, go to the zinc
mine. Buy a mine.
Bring a pickaxe, right? Mm-hmm. Get in there. Get a hard hat with a light in the front. Yes? Go in there, chip the zinc off the wall, and just pop the rock straight into your mouth and suck on it all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And that is going to get you...
You'll never get
stuff,
a sunburn again.
Stuff. You won't be sunburned. You won't get a cold. You'll get various other ailments, but you will be basically immune from the common cold, which they say there's no cure. Anybody who tells me that, I go, you don't have a zinc mine.
Claudia, supplements, any ores that you're working with?
What rocks are you sucking?
I love iron. I love zinc.
Iron's so good. And iron,
it's
you can
amazing.
Get, just go to the playground, go stick the monkey bars in your mouth.
Yeah, but I prefer to go to the source. You know, that's once it's been turned into a monkey bar, that does, you know, often there's a little paint.
No, there's
there.
All these other oxides.
There's
and,
so many oxides.
Alloys.
There.
The alloys, to me, are the ones that I go like, I'm annoyed.
I am a Lloyd.
I'm going to talk to my alloyer about all these alloys you put in here because I'm going to sue the pants off you guys.
Exactly. And they say, oh, well, actually, you know, we didn't set up the monkey bars for people to like suck them, but
kids play on these.
Kids
that's
play
what I say.
On
I
them.
Go, kids
that's
play
them.
On these.
And
you
that's
think
them.
They're putting that in their mouth?
That's what they sound like.
Exactly.
Look at me. Kids play on these.
Meanwhile, I brought a chair from home.
Right?
To stand on.
Yeah. To access the bar.
To be able to put my whole mouth on the bar.
Yeah.
I grabbed the stepladder from, from Petco. I don't know if you guys know you could take those, but a lot of times
you
by the fish tanks, because they have three layers of fish tanks, you know, the ones up high in order to feed them, they've got these kind of step stools. They just leave them out on the floor. A lot of times I walk it. There's no price tag on them. There's nothing. So I'll just
take it.
I'll walk that over to the park.
And get step up high, on
up. And it's very stable. It's more stable than a chair for me.
Really?
I need it because of my knees.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got big knees.
Well, I'm just grateful to hear about these stepladder things. I really did not know that about Petco.
Yeah. Life hack. The show has become mostly life hacks since the last time you were here.
I love that.
It just felt necessary.
It's so good because often I'm like, I should be hacking this moment. I'm just doing something normal and I'm like.
Well, that's why we wanted to have you as a guest.
Well,
it feels like
you're
leaving some hacks on the table.
Guys, hack me. I need to get hacked.
When's the last time Claudia was here, Kevin. Kevin's our archivist.
February 26, 2018.
Whoa.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay,
wow.
Not as long ago as I thought.
I was
so it
in
is
college.
Actually pretty similar to when the last time
yeah, we were here. I guess we were already doing like hacks at that point.
I do kind of remember some hacks.
I think
hacks.
We did hack it last time. Yeah. I mean, we did some discussion of our prank personas. Mm-hmm. You were here for Da Cheeky Man.
That was the creation, and I think basically the
destruction,
the destruction of the Cheeky Man,
the day they were born and died.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I look back and I go, it's funny how quickly sort of culture and society changes underneath you. Where I listen to that show and I go, you couldn't make Da Cheeky Man.
You could
today.
Not make that.
No, exactly. People would get so mad.
The snowflakes would melt.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, just from doing Da Cheeky Man. Which
exactly.
All in good fun.
Snowman versus Da Cheeky Man, even though Da Cheeky Man existed for like maximum 45 minutes, I still think Da Cheeky Man would win.
Hands down. They'd be melted. Yeah. They'd be melted, the snowman. So unfortunately, because you couldn't make that today, we will not be revisiting that today.
We won't. And just
we do
like
want to honor the snowflake, obviously. That's most of our audience.
And I'm concerned that I don't know if this is the reason, but like the Cheeky Man being Batgirl's nemesis in the movie, I'm concerned that is actually had something
that.
To do with not the entire reason, but is part of the reason.
There were other factors, of course.
If that didn't have a huge impact on the fate of that movie,
Disappointing for me, obviously, to be, you know, the main villain in a huge $90 million Warner Brothers property, and to have that shelved, but. Really proud of the work that I did. And the set, Claudia, and you'll understand this, the set, I was nervous. It felt more like a sleepover party than going to work.
It didn't
feel like a job.
I have always wanted to have a job like that. I've had a few that felt like camp.
Okay.
Yes.
Which I think is similar, but it's not sleepover.
And no,
I'm like, it's not a day camp.
It felt like a sleepover. Yeah, it's like day camp.
This was night shoots. Yeah. Yeah, this
I
was night shoot. Because Batgirl's dark. It's in the dark.
Yeah, like you don't see bats during the day very often.
No.
It's unusual. And if you do,
that means they're really sick and distressed.
They're panicking.
Yeah, bats are scary.
If they're out during the day, they're having a crisis, a personal crisis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're probably sick.
Mm-hmm.
They're confused, dying.
Claudia, can you address what I've been hearing, which is that when they say that a movie is shelved, they're actually talking about that shelf behind you.
Yeah.
Yes, which is kind of why I wanted to come on the show today.
You cleared out some space for Batgirl on the shelf. I see there's no movies there right
now.
You
can't see the entire shelf in my frame. Really.
It's very tall.
It goes all the way up. And, you know, because bats live, you know, they sort of like on the ceiling of caves. She wants to be up high, so I put her up there.
Look at
she's sleeping up there.
Just
That's
to
really
take
nice.
A moment, just to take a moment, like caves, mines right? Where somehow thematically
something's going on here.
Yes, there is something happening.
Shelves.
And I don't know if it's just when you're on the shelves, right?
Because aren't caves nature's shelves?
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Claudia. Yes.
This is what
I was bringing up.
She made shelves for us.
I think there's something about you when you're on the show that we get into these pockets where it's all connected and you start
pockets,
to see.
Pockets are a lot like caves as well, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Oh my God. And it's the sacred geometry of our world that is so often overlooked and ignored.
Yeah.
And when you dig it, when you delve into, when you shelve into life hacks, when you get in the pocket, which is a cave, which is a shelf, which is a
exactly,
right? You start to understand that, like, we're not all so different.
No. We were all just wanting to get inside a shelf, a cave.
Right? Mm-hmm. We were all little bugs.
We were all these
little bugs at one point.
Yeah, right? We want to be protected from some elements, wind. That doesn't go inside caves.
Mm-hmm. The womb, in many ways, is a cave in a pocket.
Yeah, and the you're pronouncing womb. Womb.
The human womb.
Womb. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Mm, the better. Human womb can be something.
Thank you, because most people don't say it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate that a lot. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's part of the woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's the shelf inside the woman.
She's out there, woman.
She's a woman all day.
She's woman all over this. Mm-hmm.
All over town.
Blue marble, right?
Yeah.
So good to have you back. We did want to get into some business, of course. You know, there's always housekeeping to do when you have a show like this. One of the first things you said was, it's so great to see you guys are still doing this.
I know.
When you got on, you said, wow, the show's still here.
Isn't it awesome?
It's amazing.
And some people go, oh, I guess you told on yourself that you haven't checked in on the show in about 5 years. But no, actually,
don't say that.
It could just be great. It's great today.
It is great. I mean, it's always great, but I just I knew I hadn't reached out to you guys to tell you that I'm still so proud to see that you are still doing it.
Well, because a lot of people are doing other things. From the time they've been on the show, like when you were on the show the first time, you were doing something else.
Yeah.
And now you've done some new stuff since.
Yeah. I've built up, you know, my list of credits.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's how I like to sort of like move through the world. I like to like keep doing something.
You can do
new.
That. You can do that. You can also put
one approach.
You can also put every new episode as a unique project on IMDb.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you've been doing?
We haven't gotten approval for that yet. But
right.
we've done all the paperwork, and it's just like a bookkeeping thing.
I guess my question is like, do you put podcasts on IMDb?
I check in on it every now and then. If you notice, my bio on there is written by anonymous. There have been some speculation that I wrote it, but it was actually this is anonymous, the hacking organization.
Right. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Speaking
of life hacks.
The ultimate hackers.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And people have said, well, some of the episodes on there like aren't even real. You put guests on there that you never interviewed, would never agree to be on the show.
Some of the accolades that are, you know, listed in the bio are like not necessarily awards that were like received, I guess.
Right.
My understanding is that if you deserve it, they'll put it in the bio.
Write it in. You might as well write it down.
Like I would say, you know, somebody might say, Claudia delivered an Oscar caliber performance.
That's so sweet.
So then, yeah, they could say that. Then, you know, it's like, then just in the bio, somebody who's a fan might just go like, yeah, she just won the Oscar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just like take that next step.
Well, if it was the caliber to do that.
Because it's like, what's the difference?
Like, and what are you, what
exactly
fucking dweeb is like looking it up like, no, I caught you. Actually, it was won by Mr. and Mrs. blah, 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 who gives a shit.
Yeah, it's like, give me a break.
It's like, give me a break. Fucking relax a little bit.
If someone's a big enough fan to be looking at my IMDb, they deserve to be told. That I won an Oscar. Do you know what I mean?
They deserve that experience for them. Can you imagine?
They're
a fan and they find
thrill
out
to go,
your IMDb,
oh my God, I thought I was the only one. And now I see she's received this massive industry recognition.
The highest possible accolade from the most, you know, sort of like unimpeachable body.
Well, and you say body, and that's, you know, that's the thing. We have obviously this podcast, according to the bio on his IMDb is a Peabody Award winner.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten the Peabody.
Wow. You did?
Mm-hmm. Well, in the bio, and what
in
I would say is, well, it's Peabody caliber. It's Peabody caliber work.
No question.
Who else is hacking life like this? We've become about fun facts as well. Did we do fun facts for you last time?
Look, I had fun.
Okay.
And that's a fact.
And that's a big fact.
Yeah.
So I brought up that it was a bookkeeping issue with IMDb, and here's your fun fact for the day, and a little bit of a challenge as well.
Okay.
Bookkeeping is one of the only words in the English language to have three double letters. Oh,
wow.
K-K-E-E. Can you think of another one, Claudia?
Okay. Like, my first instinct is to say bubblegum. But then you think about it and then
that doesn't have it.
That actually doesn't have any. But that's a really good guess, but it actually doesn't have any.
Well,
it
has zero. I had always thought that it had two B's, but then actually I recently learned.
They're not next to each other, though.
No. They're not next to each other. And it's actually just, it's one of everything.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes repeated, like, you know, there are two B's.
It's spelled like Michael Bublé Gum.
Exactly.
It is Bublé Gum.
Yeah.
Yes.
Has he been on the show?
Yes, well, according to IMDb, he has.
He's actually been on multiple times.
He's a monthly guest, yes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Well, and it's like, I guess that's not technically true, but we did a Christmas album episode. He has a big Christmas album people like. So it's like, what's the fucking difference, dweeb?
Yeah, what's
Actually,
yeah, just don't be a nerd.
That episode was with
about
Mr. Sean Distant, who gives a shit, right?
Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares?
Who fucking cares? Yeah. Committee is another one of the words.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's another one that doesn't have any double letters.
No, I'm sorry.
It has some.
Three double letters.
And what's the other
three
one?
Three sets of. You know, that one I'm going to leave for the audience. This is a little homework for you listeners. So I've given you two of the three.
Committee.
And then it could be fun to go and find the last one on your
committee, own. Bubblegum.
No, bubblegum was the wrong one that you said.
Oh, it's definitely not one.
Yeah. Let's move away from fun facts because I feel like we're getting bogged down.
The housekeeping. We
You're
wanted
distracted.
To do the housekeeping.
Yeah,
we did have
a
little bit to do.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do the housekeeping for sure.
Well, do you want to do any plugs? You're on the pirate show.
Oh, yeah. I'm on that pirate show. I don't know if anyone even needs to plug that show because people are crazy for it.
People are getting absolutely rowdy about it.
Yeah.
Can I pitch something? And I'm not a writer for the show.
Yeah.
I was not available.
They not. But, yeah.
Yeah. Just this is it's one word. Do with it what you want. Vampirate.
Okay. Vampirate. Okay. Let's just say I'm going to text that to someone.
Let's just say I'm going to text that to someone
who, you know, might be pretty intrigued to hear that.
Vampirate.
Because some might say you're not in the second season. But I am still on the text thread for the show. So I could send that.
So the text.
Could send that text in.
Could be sent.
Hollywood Handbook. This week on the Patreon, the boys drop another memorable pro version. Asan and I answer some listener questions on Carl Calls His Cousin. And the flagrant ones are mostly talking all things basketball. Check out all these shows and the video for today's episode with Claudia at patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey gang, looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG, upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, That's big Milg energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to Milgs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's A-U-R-A, frames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your Milg!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had a subscription. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hollywood Handbook.
We have some housekeeping to get to, obviously. As always with this show, there's stuff that just has to happen.
Totally.
Has to be done.
Yeah.
And we don't like to let it build up. And it's been a long time since we've done this, actually. But we do need to update our terminal list.
Oh, right. And can you just explain to me, because, you know, I've been out of the loop a little bit with like exactly what terminal loop means.
People have different names for it. I'm actually curious what yours is, because I know you've sort of dabbled in this world. But yeah. And I actually don't know if like this is not what I used to. I didn't even really have a name for it. But there's this show, The Terminal List, on Amazon.
That gave us a little bit more of a definitive term to use for something we had already been kind of doing.
And is it related to The Terminal, the Tom Hanks movie?
I haven't seen it. I guess so. I guess that's what he's doing in this movie as well. Basically, a terminalist, as we understand it, is a list of people that you will soon be like making terminal, essentially.
Like being on the list is terminal.
Yes.
So it's like, is it like, are you giving them cancer? Well,
what I can tell you from the trailer for the show, in which Chris Pratt plays a Navy SEAL,
James Reese.
Wow.
Commander. Yes,
no
Reese.
Shit. Yeah.
So
8
Commander
combat
Reese,
deployments. Yeah. No shit. Wow.
Yeah.
They what they say is, you don't want to end up on his list.
You don't. Like, you want to stay off his list
because being on the list is terminal. Mm-hmm. And I would say the same of our terminal list. You really don't want to be on that. But we, just like Commander Reese does on the show, we do have some names to cross off some names to add. Names to reevaluate.
When you cross someone off, is it because they've worked their way off the list or is it because they've died?
We haven't really maintained the list in a while, so I guess we will sort of be finding out.
One of those things that they, or if they have worked their way off the list, because sometimes I'm furious with someone and I say they're on my terminal list now.
They're on the list.
And within a week, I've forgotten what I was even mad about.
Yeah, for sure.
And that makes me glad. Oh, I'm not constantly obsessively checking the terminal list and like carrying out in the way that Commander James Reese does.
Exactly. It's actually probably the execution for the best to not be like on top of the list.
And Kevin, let's just cross him out with like a marker or like a strike through function. Because I know James Reese sometimes will cross them out with blood.
Mm-hmm. Does he?
From like his own bullet wound that he's sustained during the battle that he was in with the person on the list. I would say, let's not do that.
Okay.
And Claudia, if you want to maintain yours too, I know you are starring in a show right now that is about killing people, celebrates killing people.
Yeah,
it's in the title.
It's more, it's more about killing snakes. But
that's what this is about too.
Totally.
That, like, everyone on our list.
People are snakes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Snakes. Okay. The snakes will be revealed.
Mm.
And you.
I'm a damn snake hunter.
Operate.
That's me in the show.
You operate in sort of these covert spaces.
Yeah.
Under your alias, Claudia. Oh, don't hurt me.
Yeah.
Because that's the last thing that they say
before
you do hurt them so much that you kill them.
Make them terminal.
Yeah.
It's also a way that you feign weakness sometimes, eh? Like someone comes in and they point a gun at you or like they have a big blade and you go, oh, don't hurt me. And then all of a sudden spin move, roundhouse kick, right?
Yeah, roundhouse kick and then bullet in the head.
And then they're, and then all of a sudden they're like, let's just say not on the terminal list anymore.
Yeah, because they didn't.
They didn't work their way off
in the way that they might have hoped to.
Yeah, but you can definitely work your way up. Just like if you do like some good deeds. And stuff,
if you just if you just relax.
Yeah, if you even just don't do anything for a while.
If you just chill out, just fucking relax.
Relax. Leave me alone.
Enough with the like.
Just leave me alone for even 1 second.
Exactly. You can get off the list. Like, so if they went to a psychic and were like, am I going to get off the terminal list? The psychic might say yes, but they think they're going to work their way off, but actually I will kill them. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. You're the psychic. Like they don't know that you are in a disguise.
Of course. Sort of a scarf over my head, bells.
Yeah, but also like a nice business suit because people have this idea about psychics that they all wear like flowing robes and stuff. Actually, this is a job.
I am at work. That is why I am in a suit when I do psychic readings.
I do wear a scarf on my head with the suit, but that's more because I have a convertible. So I'm driving to the office.
Yeah,
business is
good. Yeah, you're going to need
business is really good, and I'm not going to mess up my hair, so I do wear a scarf.
Well, that could impact the business.
Exactly, because that's part of image is everything in fortune telling.
How often do they come in? They see your hair, and they're like, "Oops, I guess I have like, I had the wrong place,
or whatever."
Yeah, they're like, "What? This place looks way too professional."
Oh, sorry, and they're double checking the address, and you go,
"And I go, take a seat.
The hair is
take a seat. This crystal ball isn't gonna read itself,
right?
But I do need them there for sort of to see, because if they're not there, I can't tell their fortune. Do you get that?
They have to be a certain distance away. If they get too far away, Yes, it doesn't.
You know, auras radiate into the crystal ball. I read that. That's kind of how it works. I don't usually break that down for people, but that is how that works.
This is a really good info for the show. It's sort of like life hacky, but it's also a fun fact.
It's a very fun fact. Yeah. And so, but that is actually usually how I meet the people who end up on my terminal list.
Because what they tell you and the predictions that you're making are always like very bad. Bad stuff that they're going
to
do.
It's bad. I'm like, God, yes. That's what's going on with you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to have to sort you out.
Yeah, you'll go, I'm getting some. There's somebody with an M or a Q in their name. And they'll go, well, I'm Q from QAnon.
Yeah. Mm. And I'm like, and you're on the list.
You go, all right, tell me who to put on the terminal list.
Oh, yeah. He tells me.
You go, all right, tell me. I know you've got the inside scoop.
Yeah, I'm in pretty close contact with Q. I'll just leave it at that. We talk a lot.
On the phone or like, how do you, like?
Yeah, what are you?
He's in Thailand, so we're mainly on Skype.
Okay.
Right.
But Skype is one of those platforms that you can tell someone's future through.
That transmits
as long
auras.
As the ball, as long as the ball can see it.
Exactly. Like if I've got the ball here, I'm not going to bring it out for this.
For people listening, when she says here, she's holding her hands near the screen.
Exactly. And if I brought it out now, it would just send the show in such a different direction.
Mm-hmm. Oh, please. Don't. I don't want to do it. I'm not in a space to have my aura
you
right now.
You don't want
I,
to. No.
Yeah. No. I you got. Don't want to. I got screamed at this morning.
Really?
Absolutely screamed at. Yeah.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
So I was spraying the garbage cans. So not to get into it, I was spraying the garbage cans with a hose.
Why?
They stink.
So dirty. Right. They stink so bad. They stink shit.
Right.
But then like all these neighbors start coming out and they're going like, what are you doing? Garbage wet. Like that's not for you.
Yeah.
Like why are you holding my hose? And I'm just going like, okay, you need to relax. Like maybe go back to bed, pal. They're like, you woke me up. Like it's 4 a.m. and you're spraying right outside my bedroom window. You know, and you're screaming.
Are you spraying the outside and the inside?
Yeah, I'm getting in there. I'm opening up the bags. I'm filling the bags up with water. Cause I think, I think that's where the scent is. Yeah. Emanating. Yeah. So I'm, you know, ripping open the bags and getting the hose in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's making noise. Also, there's like a dog barking. I'm spraying the dog.
Really? So
it's just, it's become this whole thing where it's like, all right, I'm for free being the neighborhood cleanup crew.
Totally.
I'm life hacking the whole neighborhood.
Yeah, because like, no one would say that like
contain this smell in water.
Water doesn't clean. Like water does clean.
It's one of the primary cleaning elements of the entire world.
But your unique approach is like you don't get rid of the water; is you just like fill the trash
I'm
can
trapping
with
the
water.
Scent. I'm trapping
you're
the scent.
Trapping it, and you're also making it into like a liquid.
And so it's cleaning it all the time. So many people just like put the water on something and then it just falls off. But if it's in
that
a place where
work.
It can be stable, then it's being cleaned constantly. Also, the dog is loving it. The dog is biting the water. It's actually making me think.
Time of his life.
Like watching from afar, sort of supervising the process as I do. It's making me think that this dog has actually been like very mistreated. First of all, the dog thinks
he
can
be thirsty
eat water.
Yeah, he's so thirsty.
No, they're not giving him water.
Possibly
he thinks
food
that you
or
bite
water.
It and eat it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't know how to handle either one.
People always think of dogs as hungry, but they're more thirsty.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, they're really thirsty.
Claudia,
like, they're going to die of thirst before they die of hunger.
Yeah, so, like, that's pretty thirsty.
That's very
like, you're going to die?
You're going to
you're
die
so thirsty,
from it?
You're gonna
from not
die?
Having it?
That's, like, really thirsty.
That's thirstier than some of Kevin's Instagram posts.
Whoa.
Have you seen Claudia?
I need to check them out. I might, you know, I could ruin the audio of this.
And show. That is how you get. So, like, I know you might check them out that look at them, but you do check them out, like, at a library.
Yeah. 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 You pull them off the shelf.
Mm-hmm. What is the Library of Congress has them?
Yeah.
As part of, like, an impending sort of legal action.
Some
like,
kind
like,
of
I think, yes.
Inquiry.
So, mm-hmm.
And so, is it every post? Is it every one of Kevin's Instagram posts, or is it just the thirst one?
No, because he does some promotional stuff for the show that we ask him to tone that down.
Yeah.
And it's right. They're still thirsty. They're thirsty for likes and for views, but they're not listens as thirsty as a dog. Views.
So I went exactly to check them out recently.
Uh-huh.
And the yeah librarian is like going to look them up and saying,
and this
okay,
is in D.C.?
Yes, I went to yeah D.C. to check mm-hmm out Kevin's Instagram posts and mm-hmm the library's
Pearson's house. Yeah,
librarian's looking them up and saying, "Okay, let me see here. Let me find these posts. Interesting. Mm. Looks like all of them were checked out by Dr. Jill Biden.
What?
Yes, Dr. Jill Biden checked out every single one of Kevin's Instagram posts.
Don't tell Joe.
I cannot. I don't have any mm-hmm access to him at all.
That is,
yeah.
Well, you could tweet mm-hmm at him or something. He reads the tweets.
Oh, that's interesting. That's an yeah interesting idea.
Someone told me, I know someone who works like quite closely with him, and that he said he reads every single tweet.
Okay.
That is at him and just that comes
and
out.
And all the other ones. Every single one that comes out. I love
everyone. Because
I love when a new one comes out.
He is the president. So mm-hmm it's like, of course he's going to read them all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the American think, ones.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I hesitate to ask this, but you think when the Bidens have finished, you know, with
Biden,
the deed,
Biden
with,
their time.
When they finish Biden their time, you think she ever says, we did it, Joe?
Wow. But someone else said that originally, right? But I guess she could. No reason why she can't say it.
She could invoke that.
She could definitely invoke that,
right? For in that moment, I think that's fun. That's cheeky.
It's cheeky man, right? I mean,
it's very cheeky man to do that.
It's pure cheeky man's influence is still being felt.
It's felt.
Obviously,
it's
you
felt.
Can't do that now.
Yeah,
but. You also can't take away the impact that he had on culture.
And, you know, she was always the cheeky man's biggest fan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
She was. Don't pretend. No, don't be shy about that.
No, I was proud. I was proud to have someone who had such an influence on me to feel like I also...
And also...
Got through to them.
That's a doctor, all right? Like, that's someone who's like, they're smart. She's smart.
We got to get into this list.
We have to pull up.
I'm so sorry. It's so long.
No, we just get lost. It's so easy with you, Claudia, to just talk and talk. But we do.
You know, you guys are curious. You guys are cheeky. So it's like, it's like, I know we're going to, you know, when I'm on the show, I know we're going to get into it.
Yeah, but let's pull up the terminal list. Kevin, do you have it?
Okay, first name on the list. Robert Durst.
Whoa.
Okay.
We can cross that off.
So that did end up taking care of itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Off.
Yeah. Okay.
Great.
That's great.
Great. Okay. Off to a good start.
Yeah. Taking care of itself.
Do we? And I mean, I can just go. I know, like, number one for a long time has, of course, been El Chapo for crimes of breaking the law.
Oh. Yeah.
El Chapo must be terminated.
El Chopped.
He's yes. He is, I believe, still alive. Last time I sort of took a stab at this, so to speak.
Yeah.
It was unsuccessful. The seduction element is really not that stage is where I think we need to do the most rethinking.
Well, I don't know why you insist on doing the seduction.
Look, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Number one.
That's true.
And he is, every time I do it, he is looking at me for sure.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, if like, this is obviously the most important thing. If he's not looking at all,
Totally.
Then I do think we need to start over and
then
we
it's
go
a
with
wash,
somebody
we
else.
Get someone else. Yeah.
Yes. But he is definitely looking. He is. And he's sending troops after me.
Okay.
And so it's like, okay, well, I'm like catching his like attention in this way.
For
and
sure.
also, but by like,
it's so obvious. Like, it's so mm-hmm. like, I mean, El Chapo doth protest too much, right?
Exactly.
With like sending the troops and everything.
Yeah, it's like, get away from
it's,
me.
It's
like,
pulling the girls' pigtails in class. It's like,
exactly.
You know,
exactly. You're, and this is from me just kind of like walking by, not even like doing like this whole performative thing. Sort of walking by, I have normal clothes on, and
but you do have pigtails.
Pigtails and shooting sparklers attached to like my pecs.
Right.
And like I.
So you're shirtless.
No, but I have holes cut in my shirt.
Oh, okay. That's the
sparklers. Well, they've actually burned through. I did try to put my shirt on over the. The like sort of flaming sparkle things, and they
bad did idea.
Create holes for,
yeah.
for themselves.
If I could get to one of my names, just to move down the list just for a second, if that's okay.
I think so. I'm okay with that.
So Mr. Bean is still at large. Mm-hmm. I don't think there's any secret there. Mr. Bean is out there. I have actually caught him red-handed up to all kinds of antics. But when I have tried to capture him and exterminate him, he gets into all kinds of crazy scenarios and kind of like hilarious physical contortions and all this, where I've definitely seen him get hurt.
Yeah.
But it's like he's like Wile E. Coyote or something, where he's like, who also we should.
There was one time on where he put his head inside a raw turkey.
I knew what you were going to say.
I thought like,
raw turkey.
He's dead. He's dead. Salmonella.
He's got to be. You can't breathe in there.
Suffocation.
Yeah. And there's germs.
Germs, suffocation. Like, it's not good. And then he's fine. He's fine afterwards.
Yes.
But then Jennifer Aniston does it. And I'm like, he's having an impact that is really worrying.
Is this incredibly disturbing?
The people imitating
I don't
this.
Even think it was Jennifer Aniston. I think it was Courtney Cox. It was one of the two.
And it's impossible to know because they have a turkey on their
head.
Yeah,
because
it's turkey on their head.
And this is causing incredible problems
see.
Just for society. You can't tell who anyone is. And Mr. Bean's Stan Army is out there, like, all
turkey
wearing
head
turkeys
masks
on their head.
On.
Yes.
And of course, the scream killer, where it's like, could be anybody under that turkey.
It could be anyone.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. It's scary. It scares me.
It's so scary.
It goes face the scream killer.
Exactly.
You know, and by the way, if you have a turkey on your head, you have a reason to have a big carving knife in your hand.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And the
so
police can't
if you
take it
get
away from you.
The cops come up and they're just like, on your way.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they go, excuse me, why are you holding? And then you turn around.
Turn around.
See, from the front, they see there's a turkey head. And they go, oh, so sorry to bother you, sir or man.
Because from the back, really, a turkey's body does read as the back of a human head.
The back of a head could be the back of a head of somebody who just, has, you know, cooked part of their head or whatever.
Totally. Exactly.
But Mr. Bean's out there. So I would say, can we just all caps him on the list? Because that's the one I'm really the most worried about at this point.
I would move him up the list.
Let's put him up the list. If you're cool with putting him above El Chapo for crimes,
yeah, sure, we can put him above El Chapo.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah,
I do. So looking down the list, JFK Jr.
Oh, well, good news on that front,
I guess. Man, this list that we really haven't,
I would have said,
looked at this in a while.
Yeah, it's been a bit. We could have taken him off maybe.
Sometime before the mid-90s.
I don't even really remember what that... Well, I think it was because he was dating Cindy Crawford. I think that was making me really pissed at the
time. Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. She's gorgeous.
She's so pretty.
She's
stunning.
Stunning woman.
Just, I don't think anybody's going to be upset about me saying this. Stunning woman. Her appearance, you know, and I know, like, obviously, the cheeky man would have probably used more crass terms.
Yes.
But just me as a human being.
Yeah.
Removed from any other, you know, context around it or anything else. Just the image of that woman. Stunning looking.
Really appearance. Stunning. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And her physique.
Oh, yeah. Like
healthy.
It's so healthy. That's the thing.
We're seeing health.
The picture of health.
Picture of health.
I love to look at that.
Also with JFK Jr. is because I hate Nepo babies.
I'm so sick of it.
Nepo babies are really, you know, they're on, you know, they should be on their guard right now.
Claudia, have you heard about the latest one just exposed?
Oh my God. I don't think I have.
The latest Nepo baby. And I mean, it's a shame.
You didn't hear about this?
It's a shame because I was a fan of her music.
Oh no. Who?
Yeah. Lana Del Rey.
Oh God. Who were her parents?
No, her mom is Marina.
Marina Del Rey.
That's right.
I cannot believe I didn't realize that. Mm-hmm. Well.
Nepo baby in the news.
Doesn't this explain a lot?
Oh, I guess I know where you got all the money for your guitars.
Exactly. And like, oh yeah, you went on SNL and you couldn't sing. And somehow the career kept going.
Mm-hmm. The Nepo. I wonder how you got to SNL.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, it's singing about video games. I wonder who can afford the newest PS5.
Nepo, I wonder who baby. Talks to David Letterman and says, should we get her on to try to sort of smooth that over? The appearance on SNL. Uh-huh. Remember how that
should
happened?
Should we get her on this show? Hmm. She's already, according to IMDb, she's already been on a couple of times.
Yeah. She'd be amazing on this show.
She was.
I mean,
incredible.
She is a Nepo.
Incredible.
As much as like the nepotism is, you know, has been a huge factor in her career. She can
well, you
do
still
got to
deliver, you know.
I hate it. I hate Nepo babies. You got to admit, some of them are unbelievably talented. And I think it might actually be because of the genetics from like their
totally.
Very talented
the superstar parents.
Yeah, that possibly, yes, there is a
Marina
genetic
Del
element.
Rey.
And also just like the going up around that industry, the exposure to, while it is an advantage,
totally.
It also does give you a familiarity. And
because
give
there's
you a,
this is the thing no one tells you about
acumen,
show business is like the really the most valuable thing you can be is relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're a Nepo baby, you will be because you're used to it. You're used to being around celebrities.
You're not panicking.
You're not scared of cameras.
The first time someone put a camera on me and I saw the red light go on, I tried to shoot it.
Yeah.
Because I'm used to, you know,
laser sight,
if I see a red light, I turn around, I go, where's Commander James Reese?
You're like James Reese.
Like I just made a terminal list.
Yeah, terminal list situation.
It's Commander of Task Force Odin's sword. Like when Task Force Odin's sword sees a red light.
Yeah, you gotta shoot it.
You have to shoot it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
I mean, I was just using a paper wasp.
And what's that?
So sometimes if you take a rubber band.
Uh-huh.
Do you have rubbered bands where you're from?
Oh, we got them. Yeah, for sure.
So if you have a rubber band, you can almost do like a makeshift kind of slingshot just using your fingers.
Across
as the sort of Y that you need. Mm. And then if you get a piece of paper and you fold it just so you can pull it on the rubber band and ping.
And that's the paper wasp.
And that's a paper wasp. You get stung by the paper wasp.
Whoa. I'm so glad I've never encountered that before.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds awful.
You and the cameraman both.
So you.
He goes, you missed. I go, I know, I'm scared.
But eventually you relaxed.
I did relax. Mm-hmm. I did relax.
Well, his and parents became my famous.
Place. My parents got really famous.
And what did they get famous for?
Smoking dubs, smoking doobies, smoking weed. Yeah.
Because I thought your parents invented Wi-Fi. But they didn't.
No, they invented saying my Wi-Fi, like Borat says.
Almost as big a contribution.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, Wi-Fi was out there, but no one was doing a Borat-style joke about it. And they were so fucking high. I mean, they're on the moon.
So they're giggling. They're giggly.
They're laughing. It makes you feel like you can have a good time because you know they're doing it. It's out there, but they're going like, and I can't do the voice. You know, I didn't get that.
I think you
skipped a generation, that gene. My Wi-Fi.
That was really good.
That's nice, my Wi-Fi.
That's nice. Yeah.
That's nice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Does he say that's, I guess? Yeah.
Sort of, yeah.
I guess he says that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, that was nice.
Yeah, it was better than I actually thought. I've tried to do it before, and I've actually thrown up, so.
No, that was really good.
Just from getting my throat to that position.
Totally.
Is there anyone else?
Anybody else on the? Can I say this about the terminal list? Kind of a sausage fest so far.
It is, and
it's open season on men. I've been saying it for a long time. We gotta kill these guys.
Oh, cross off Jafar for me,
because he's.
I'm cool with him.
Why?
We made up.
What did he do to you?
You know, it's one of these things where.
I thought I
was going to get the genie. Like, I thought, like, well, at some point I'm going to get this genie.
Yeah.
And then he's going to be my enemy. And I'm like planning for success in this unrealistic way where
you're
anticipating. I don't have a genie. I don't have a lamp. And so he has no problem with me. And I'm like projecting into the future. And, you know, sometimes I'll do that where I go like, well, I'm going to get the lamp and I'm going to have the genie and the genie's going to sing a song about being my friend. And then I'm going to try to do a wish. And then Jafar's going to try to stop me from doing the wish. And what my therapist will say is, but Cheeky, man, we're 3 or 4 hypotheticals in right now.
Exactly.
Why don't we deal with what's right in front of us in this moment,
which is
Jafar hasn't done anything to me.
No.
In fact, he helped me pull me out of the river with his staff.
He did? Mm-hmm. Well, that's actually the thing I've heard is that, like, yes, there's all these, like, bad stories about him going around, but, like, actually, as a guy, he's lovely.
He's not one-dimensional, you know.
He's scooping people up that are in danger with his staff all the time. Yeah. He's petting people with it.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, no, you know,
give you a reassuring kind of pat, like, stroke across your hair.
Yeah, but not hard.
No. Not hard at all.
No.
There's
really?
Been times where he's been doing it for 5 or 6 minutes before I noticed.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. He has exquisite control.
Just sort of.
That's so nice.
Yeah.
And I'll go what? Like,
and I'm kind of.
It's no coincidence that like so much of that stuff that you're anticipating happening with Jafar takes place in a cave.
Wow.
Is there anyone else on the list?
Sloane Sabbath.
Who is that?
That's Olivia Munn's character in The Newsroom.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I get that.
You do? I don't remember why we wanted to. We were going to.
I don't know what I was pissed about. I believe you, but I don't
remember. We're talking about the character, obviously. She just, I mean, she was really kind of, she was really confident, that character.
That can be a trigger for me.
Yeah.
That can be a trigger.
Yeah. I know.
That triggers me when someone's being really confident.
Yeah.
I'm like, is this at me? Is this a comment on my lack of confidence somehow?
Mm-hmm.
Like, are you making fun of me?
And usually they are.
A lot of the time it has turned out that they are being confident just as sort of a way to mock me.
Yeah, exactly. Because they're paying so much attention to you.
Because I'm shy. Because I'm...
Mm-hmm. You're shy.
Because I am shy.
You're cheeky and shy.
That's why I do the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. Because then it's like, you know, you're going to talk to people at 10 in the morning and then you do it. And you've
10 a.m. conversation. I go, I have talked to someone today.
Yes.
And now I can get back in my shell.
Yeah. And that's good. That's fine. And isn't a shell a tiny cave?
Thank you.
Thanks, Claudia. Thanks, Claudia.
You're welcome.
Thank you for saying that.
But here's my question. Is the fact that the newsroom became terminal, does that take her off the list?
On the terminal list, in a way, we did end up eliminating Sloan Sabbath. But there were casualties, huh? There were civilian casualties.
Yeah.
Will McAvoy.
He didn't deserve it.
Mackenzie McHale.
Maggie Jordan. Wow. Yeah. It's hard to remember in a way. Yeah.
Yeah. And Osama was basically a character on that show.
Absolutely. For sure.
The guy went and told the pilot that he had been killed. You remember that?
Yeah. How could I forget that? That was incredible. You know?
And for a pilot, like, they're very pissed at him.
Totally. I mean, yeah, for them, Osama,
they're like mad. He really disrespected their profession.
Exactly. He's mm-hmm. high on their terminal list.
Mm-hmm.
But he is high on America's terminal list.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, cross him off as well.
Okay.
Osama. Anybody else?
Rudy Giuliani.
Who's that?
I don't know. I'm gonna need some clarification.
Is that a mistake?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Is that his daughter?
This is why we do this. Because
you've got to housekeep it.
Look, honestly, a lot of times when we update this thing, we're a couple pints in.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Pints of doobies.
Whoa.
Yes.
Sometimes we got a couple pints of doobies in us and we go, let's pull out the terminal list. And we end up with stuff like Rudy Giuliani. I don't know if that was supposed to be, I don't know if it was supposed to say Rudy. I don't know if it was supposed to say Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah.
Where I did receive questionable service.
Really? That's.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
They wouldn't separate my milkshake into its individual elements in separate glasses for me. You have all the ingredients.
Yeah.
Like, and I know you got extra cups back there because I've broken some before and you brought me a new one. So like, just put it in the, just do milk, ice cream, and syrup in three different glasses. And then I'll mix it up myself with the spoon I brought from home.
I don't see what's wrong with that.
But Killing It's on Peacock.
Yeah. It's one of the, it's a really exciting time to be on a streamer because the world of streaming, it's so volatile.
Yes. It's very exciting.
It's thrilling,
to be it's like being inside a volcano.
Element of danger. Yeah.
There is and I've always been like, yes, okay, great. I love, sort of like racking up these credits. That's really fun, but make it scary.
Yeah, you're a thrill seeker. And so it's like, I want to be acting and like skydiving at the same time.
Exactly. Yeah. I want to feel not sure every day that this job continues.
Will this platform exist? Will this show exist?
Things fold.
Well, that shelf behind you is such a good reminder. All you got to do is look up at Batgirl.
And she's shelved up there.
Yeah.
But we had Johnny Early on recently, and I was telling him that I'm in touch with the person that handles the main menu for Peacock. It actually Maxwell. It's now Mavis. I don't know if you've met Mavis.
I've heard of her, but I've never had the pleasure.
Any requests in terms of categories, we have, of course,
Mavis, by the way. Sorry, Mavis, another Nepo baby.
Mm-hmm. Is she?
Yeah. Yes. Avis Rental Cars, her dad.
Wow.
And so
I'm not going to forget that.
We have Unapologetically Themselves. epic journeys that could be interesting. I think the show certainly qualifies. Shrek and Zathura are on there, so that could be
People really usually put those together. Those, you know,
endless episodes.
Wow. Well, you know, fingers crossed we qualify. But
you get
for that
an endless deal.
That could be cool.
Right now we're not quite endless, which is tough.
Okay. All right. So maybe it doesn't go there.
But that's one of the reasons I choose to watch things when I know it's endless.
Getting to the altar?
Yeah.
You get married? Anyone get married in the show?
And get married?
Not yet. But like no one.
Or is it like the like an altar can be like a place of worship or
sacrifice,
something.
Like, worship. Yeah,
they're getting killed. Maybe they're getting killed.
They make big sacrifices, you know, in their personal lives, constantly on that show. So in a way, that makes sense.
One sec, Kevin. Add Claudia to the list.
Butting heads? Anyone butt heads?
For sure. Butting heads, absolutely.
Let's do butting heads.
Add Claudia to the list, Kevin.
This is 40 Horrible Bosses, Ride Along 2, 10 Things I Hate About You, Killing It, RV. I see it.
Great. Mm-hmm. There it is. Perfect.
Great, great, great.
Butting heads for sure.
Butting heads.
Put Claudia above Mr. B.
Excuse me. Sorry. Wait a second.
What? Bye.
Hollywood Handbook.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.